Okay, this is part two of the Common Libraries tutorial in Fireworks CS4, and I promised I would show you guys how to take one of these animation to these ready-made animations for loaders and bring it into Flash. We'll render it out as an animated GIF out of Fireworks and import it into Flash as frames. So what we'll do is drag that out to stage. Now we'll fit canvas. Now when we press play, we have a nice little animation with it's not too heavy on graphics. So let's see. You'll want to make it the color of the background that it's going to be on. So we'll have to make sure in Flash that this is on a white background. So what we'll do is go to File, Export Wizard, select Format, Continue, Animated GIF, Continue, and then Export. And then you just save it to a place, call it Loader Animation Anima. Press Save. Now it's saved onto our hard drive. It's right here on my desktop, actually. And let's go ahead and open Flash. So when you're assembling your Flash application or website, open a new Flash project, and whether it be ActionScript 2 or ActionScript 3, and you go to Insert, New Symbol, Movie Clip, name it Load Animation, press OK. And now, File, Import to Stage, Load Animation from the desktop where I had it. And there it is. So now we go back to scene one, you'll see there's nothing on stage. So you go in your library and you grab the new movie clip that you just created, and there it is. And now when you render out, voila! You have a nice, beautiful load animation, ready to go. It's light on graphics, and it can be on any background color you want. So that'd be that. So you see how easy that is, and that's same goes for all these other loaders and animations in Fireworks, or any animated GIF for that matter. Any animated GIF can be loaded into Flash and its frames be manipulated, as you can see here. All that was an animated .gif symbol, and I brought it into Flash and there's all the frames. Okay, see you guys next lesson.